Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match.
Today we continue a time-honored American tradition. Well, that's a well-trained turkey. See how happy he is? In a few moments, I will grant a full, absolute, and unconditional presidential pardon to two handsome Thanksgiving turkeys. And this is their lucky day. This is a lucky day for them.
I mean, did we even do any research on these turkeys to know what they've done, what they might be guilty of, what they might be accused of, what kind of a threat they pose to the turkey community at large if we reintroduce them into the population? I just want to know that the research has been done. Has the work been done before you pardon this turkey? Turkey?
Before going any further, I want to make an important announcement because you remember last year after a thorough and very rigorous investigation into a terrible situation caused by a man named Sleepy Joe Biden. He used an auto pen last year for the turkey's pardon. So I have the official duty to determine, and I have determined that last year's turkey pardons are totally invalid. As are the pardons of about every other person that was pardoned other than, where's Hunter? No, Hunter's was good. That was the one pardon pam that was good, right? The rest of them are all invalid. I don't know what the hell you're going to do about that, but that's, now we're going to take a little of the joke, and that is a mess.
Do you think he auto-pen pardoned the turkeys?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Who knows? I mean, at this point, who knows?
But they're hereby null and void. The turkeys known as Peach and Blossom last year.
Yeah, I mean, what happens to them if they weren't actually pardoned? If he declares their pardon, you can't, I don't think you can undo a pardon, but you can announce that the pardon wasn't legitimate in the first place. You know, you've annulled the pardon, so to speak, I guess.
Have been located, and they were on their way to be processed.
Oh, no.
In other words, to be killed. But I've stopped that journey, and I am officially pardoning them, and they will not be served for Thanksgiving dinner. We saved them in the nick of time. This one has plenty of time, but they were saved in the nick of time.
So not only this year's turkeys, but also last year's turkeys, the Peach and Blossom, that were on their way to be processed, kind of ominously.
And this is like a record-setting turkey that's going to be saved. The turkeys being pardoned today go by the names of Gobble and Waddle. When I first saw their pictures, I thought we should send them, I was going to call them Chuck and Nancy. But then I realized I wouldn't be
part.
Like Chuck, Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't say this. I was going to call them Chuck and Nancy. But then I realized I wouldn't be pardoning them. I would never pardon those two people. I wouldn't pardon them. I wouldn't care what Melania told me. Darling, I think it would be a nice thing to do. I won't do it, darling.
So on the one hand, funny to call them turkeys, but then you'd have to pardon them, and, you know, he probably has other designs for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
These are two of the largest turkeys ever presented to an American president, over 50 pounds each. It's the largest we've ever had. And those are big turkeys. Are they as good as the normal size turkey? Better or as good? Do they tend to be a little fatty, maybe?
50 pounds.
No, he said no. He knows the turkey business. Anyway, despite their size, Secretary Kennedy has formally certified that these are the first ever Maha turkeys. I don't know if I agree with that. These are Maha.
No Tylenol.
In other words, they could be fat, but they're still Maha. They've been fattened on a steady diet of grass, beef.
Which is random. Wait. Listen to the very last thing he says.
In other words, they could be fat, but they're still Maha. They've been fattened on a steady diet of grass, beef.
Beef?
Beef?
They're feeding our turkeys cows? So confused now, all of this, you know, when, what is he called? Weave. When he starts weaving, I'm like, I don't, just making stuff up, fed them on the beef. You know, that's how they get that great shape. I mean, they could be fat, but they're still Maha. I don't know what's going on. 50-pound turkey? How's that taste? feed them more beef.
But they've eaten every fattening food that you can eat. We work like, we wanted to really make them special. And they really are. They're like record setting. I've never seen a turkey that big before. Are they violent at all? Will they attack as I walk over? Because if they were, I'll stay right up here.
We worked so hard to feed them fattening foods, and now I'm not even sure if they might be violent.
But set apart, some of my more enthusiastic staffers were already drafting the paperwork to ship Gobble and Waddle straight to the terrorist confinement center in El Salvador. And even those birds don't want to be there. You know what I mean? It was a tough...
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Happy Thanksgiving. I just sometimes just... Let it go, man. Go ahead.
All right. Brought to you by ECUA. Bulk Waste Service is now calling for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Good news. No accidents rolling right now and no delays. Looks like I-10, I-110. Everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the rambling press conference PR event. Campaign stop. It's all the same with Trump, right? It's all over the place. Pardoning the turkeys, but also talking about the crime rate in D.C.
Washington, D.C. is considered a safe zone. This was one of our most unsafe places anywhere in the United States. It is now considered a totally safe city. I won't tell you about murders. We're having murders, like a lot of murders, on a weekly basis. We haven't had a murder in 6 months. And it doesn't sound good even to say that we haven't had a murder in 6 months, but when you are averaging one and even sometimes two a week, and you haven't had one in 6 months.
Okay. Ugh. Bro, why you make me fact check you? Just pardon the turkeys. False. 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 The National Guard deployed on August 21st. And there have been 24 murders in D.C. since August 21st. Now, this took place not yesterday, but the day before yesterday. And this took place, of course, prior to the attack on the two National Guardsmen, which they are still alive, so that would not qualify. But, I mean, that's obviously a horrible incident that took place since then. That's not the point. On Tuesday, when he was giving this speech, there had been 21 murders in D.C. since August 21st. How many in the last 6 months? 62. The murder rate was down, but there have still been several, many, okay, dozens. And it was down from the last year already. I mean, just all of this, he's not a newsman, and he just makes stuff up. No murders. Come on. When you hear somebody say there's been no murders in D.C. in 6 months, you know that's false, right? Well, what he means is there have been less or fewer. Okay, then say that. Not zero. It's not zero.
And we could do that in Chicago, by the way, if they would let us. If the mayor was a low IQ person, but you should understand this is a very serious thing.
Anybody who disagrees with him is a low IQ person.
And if you look at the crime that's taken place in Chicago in the last 2 weeks, just take a look. It's on the front page of every newspaper. It's out of control. The mayor is incompetent, and the governor is... a big fat slob.
Bro! Bro! Just do the turkeys. Just the turkeys.
And I had a little bit of a Pritzker joke. I was going to talk about Pritzker in size, but when I talk about Pritzker, I get angry because he's not letting us do the job. So I'm not going to tell my Pritzker joke. They have a very cute little joke, you know. Some speechwriter wrote some joke about his weight. I would never want to talk about this weight. I don't talk about people being fat.
You literally just called him a fat slob. Literally just called him a fat slob.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I refuse to talk about the fact that he's a fat slob. I don't mention it. On a more serious note, as we gather around the dinner table, I'd like to lose a few pounds too, by the way. And I'm not going to lose it on Thanksgiving, I can tell you that. Because I'm going to have a turkey, but it's not going to be that one.
All right, I have the perfect commentary. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is the perfect commentary.
What the Florida?
I just, you know, and then he rambles on, and then eventually gets over to pardoning the turkey. Now, this is off mic. It's a little hard to hear The mic work in this case was not so great. I mean, it was okay at the podium, but you heard it was still not great at the podium. But then this was the moment when he's actually pardoning the turkey.
Are we ready?
Gobble. Very important. And you can hear him kind of, you know, right while he's doing it. So kind of perfect timing for that. So it ended on a fine note, but, you know, we got there messy. 719 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Great to have you with us if you're listening today. So welcome. You know, feel free to text me 437-1620. If you are thinking about your next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are a year, two, three, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition. A lot of their cars come back from leases, come back from, you know, corporate programs, come back from people, you know, own a car for 2 years, sell it to them, and then buy another one. And that's fine. If you like to buy a new car, they're a great place to sell a car. If it's a good quality car with low miles and, you know, great condition, they're going to warranty all their cars. It's included to 10 years or 100,000 miles, so they'll take care of you. And they don't just warranty it. They want to go out of their way to make sure you're happy. I assume they do this with everybody, but I know with me, they called me. 6 months later, Calvin, our sales guy, called me. And then a year later, anything wrong with the car? And I'm like, no, bro, we already bought the car. Leave me alone. You know, I mean, I wasn't mean, but that's what I was thinking in my head. And at the year mark, he said, is there anything that's not great with your car? And I'm like, well, one of the physical keys doesn't work. The fob works fine, but the little key that you never use doesn't work. And he said, well, bring it in. We'll replace it. And honestly, again, in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, I bet for $150 you will. I know that. I didn't come to do it. Well, he's like, no, it's, you know, included. It's free. It's, you know, on us. You bought a car expecting two physical keys. You get a car with not just two fobs, but two physical keys. So I brought it in, and about 10 minutes later, they had me a key, and it was no charge, and that was it. That's the kind of place they are. They want to take such good care of you that you want to come back, that you feel like it was such a good experience that you want to buy all your cars from them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Happy Thanksgiving. On today's segment, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from President George Washington's Thanksgiving Day Proclamation. He says, and I quote, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God." Ladies and gentlemen, our founding president, George Washington, was right to put God at the top of his list of things for which he was thankful. The Apostle Paul wrote, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And with that in mind, I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
News Radio 92.3. Unlike other stations, we are live today for Thanksgiving. News Radio 92.3.
You're telling me you can eat almost an entire turkey in one sitting?
That's right. Because I'm a Tribbiani. This is what we do.
And, of course, he proved it by putting on the maternity pants, the stretchy pants, the Thanksgiving Day pants to make room.
That sounds like a good idea.
723 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somebody text me, how do I know you're live and not Memorex? Bro, I'm answering your texts in real time. I'm real. We're live. It's every day but Christmas. And tomorrow, too, for Black Friday, 5 to 9. So have us on. Listen later to the podcast, whatever you might need. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. New York officials preparing for the 99th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade through downtown Manhattan. This year's parade will once again feature the popular giant character balloons, including some new ones this year. They've got Pac-Man and Super Mario.
Pac-Man is new?
Apparently, they did not have it before.
Okay.
That is a new balloon this year.
It's the simplest balloon to make, right?
Forecasters are calling for a windy day, so I guess hopefully they're taking some extra measures with the balloons.
I think 23 miles an hour is what I heard is the cutoff. That's when they carry them on the ground instead of up or something. So, you know, they still will do the parade, but that's the limit of when they're up above, you know, floating. So I don't know what that means exactly, but we'll take it.
Absolutely. Pope Leo spending Thanksgiving today, making his first foreign trip since becoming Pope. The first American Pope set off on a 6-day trip to the Middle East. He's expected to talk about dialogue and unity. He'll be visiting Lebanon and Turkey during the trip, reportedly to honor his predecessor, the late Pope Francis. And, of course, the latest on that Washington, D.C. shooting, President Trump said suspect has been identified as a 29-year-old Afghan national, and he reportedly came into the country in 2021 under President Biden's watch.
Yeah, it's a horrible, horrible thing. They're now saying they're going to review all the Afghan nationals who have resettled here. Meanwhile, simultaneously but unconnected, Haiti, the 350,000 people under temporary protected status from Haiti, are being told they're going to have to get out. They're not going to get their papers renewed in February. So, you know, it's one of the horrible outcomes. I mean, the two National Guardsmen is the most horrible outcome. But also a horrible outcome of this is I would not be surprised if we send a lot of Afghans back to Afghanistan as a result of this. And that's... As long as we are vetting them very aggressively between the ones that we think might be dangerous, radicalized, compromised, whatever, and the rest, because, man, the people who needed to get out of that country needed to get out of that country, had to get out of that country. And I still, I mean, you remember the people that were, you know, got in over the gate, thronging the outside of the airport when we were withdrawing, and then got over the gate and were running up and grabbing the landing gear of the planes as it was taking off. I mean, all of that, like, that's how bad people wanted to get out of Kabul. And, you know, including, of course, those who collaborated with us, a lot did not get out, who were like translators and helpers and guides and embeds and everything else. And just it's awful all around. So which is why we let them come here. Rightly so. You know, if you let a large group of people, there are going to be some bad actors in it, period. There's no way around that. John Pickens has, unfortunately, terrible. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by White Sands Electric, reminding you that fall is the best time to check your breakers or add surge protection. Safety first. WhiteSandsElectric.com. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I-10, I-110, they're all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I have so many different things I want to do with you, and like so many things to cover today. We are gonna cover WKRP in Cincinnati coming up next. so if that's your favorite part of the year, that'll be coming up after the break. But I do want to say this: I put a note up on my own Facebook page, basically with a, you know, look. Apparently, conversations are difficult for people because religion comes up, politics comes up. People ask, you know, how's your divorce going, or how's your marriage going, or why don't you have kids yet, or why aren't you married yet, or all the stuff, right? That make people awkward and uncomfortable, and money questions, whatever. So I put up a list of some of the frivolous topics from the last couple of weeks that are, you know, I thought are good fodder for a Thanksgiving Day conversation. But I have a different recommendation. I think I have enough time to do this. If somebody brings up politics or religion or stuff you don't want to talk about, okay, or stuff you find offensive and obnoxious, I'm going to suggest something to you. I'm going to suggest the following. Don't just run out of the room. Don't just get upset. Treat it as an opportunity to learn. Here's why. One of the hardest things to do when we're dealing with, you know, controversial conversations is to set aside the ego and the felt need to be right and to express our own point of view. Trust me, I'm a talk show host. I'm very familiar with that. But one of the things that I can do, and you can do too, is just completely don't care about your own view and just explore. You know, weird Uncle Jeff is talking about the space aliens and their lasers, or he's talking about how Trump sucks or how Trump is amazing or whatever. Just explore. Just ask questions. Oh, that's interesting. You know, why do you think that? You know, what's your best piece of evidence for that? Not in an argumentative way, you know? When people disagree, what do you say? How does that make a difference to you in life? How long have you believed that? What does that mean for you as a consequence? Who do you think is most likely to agree with you? I mean, just ask questions. Be an interviewer. And again, don't do it as a jerk like you're trying to be argumentative with them. Do it genuinely as a, hey, I'm kind of just here to explore. Everything is going to be fine. You know, you don't have to defend your ideas every time. Your identity, even the truth of your ideas, does not depend on you winning the argument. They're true or false regardless of what you think or say or argue for them. You know, just check your ego at the door. Find areas of agreement. You know, it's allowed to agree with people that you disagree with. Don't be defensive. Think of it as an intellectual exercise. Frivolous topics are good if you want to. But, okay, so John, we're going to play a game. Tell me something outrageous. Pretend to be an outrageous person. Saying anything. Anything crazy and ridiculous. Inappropriate conversations.
Biden should be president again.
Oh, okay. Why do you think so?
Oh. He lost, won the election.
You think? Oh, you think he won? Oh, okay. What makes you think that?
He got more votes.
You think he got more votes? You think there was like fraud?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So Trump is really not the president?
No.
Interesting. Okay. That's all you got to do?
Wow.
You can just play. It's liberating.
Fox News. I'm CJ Pop. The 99th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade takes over Midtown Manhattan.
We have 4 new giant balloons, 6 new floats, and of course, talent that ranges from pop music all the way to classical, all the way to K-pop.
Macy's spokesperson Orlando Veras, security very tight. The police commissioner says no credible threats to report. 2 National Guardsmen from West Virginia in critical condition, wounded in targeted attacks in D.C. Fox's Madeline Rivera is more than the man in custody.
The Department of Homeland Security has identified him as 29-year-old Ramanullah Lakamal. He came to the U.S. on September 8th, 2021 under Operation Allies Welcome. Former President Biden launched a program to support vulnerable Afghans after the withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country.
The suspect was shot, wounded, taken to the hospital, authorities said. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got a beautiful start to our Thanksgiving. It's 44 degrees and sunny this morning in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast here in just a few minutes. 3 men taken into custody during an ICE raid at a Navarre landscaping company over the summer have now been convicted, and they're being deported. Federal prosecutors say Crescencio Diaz-Diaz, Marcelo Perez-Santiz, and Roman Gomez-Diaz, all Mexican citizens, admitted to using fake documents to get hired at the business. 2 of them also pleaded guilty to coming back into the country after previously being deported. That raid happened in July at Emerald Coast Lawns. Investigators say all 3 men used bogus Social Security cards and green cards. Records later showed none of them had permission to be here. 2 had already been removed from the U.S. once before. A federal judge has sentenced them to time served and ordered all 3 to be deported. A 63-year-old woman facing charges after deputies say she tried to rob a bank in Escambia County, but apparently didn't make it out the door. Officials say Gwendolyn Brown walked into the Regions Bank on 9 Mile Road Wednesday morning and handed a teller a note saying she was robbing the place. The teller briefly gave her a bag of cash, but ultimately took it back. Deputies got there before Brown could leave. She was arrested without any trouble. She's now charged with communications fraud and grand theft. Brown's being held on a $5,000 bond at the Escambia County Jail. She was booked on Thursday morning. 4 Marion County firefighters are now out of a job and facing felony charges after what the Marion County Sheriff calls hazing that spiraled into a crime. Sheriff Billy Woods, he says the incident happened at an Ocala fire station.
The whole thing began because the 4 that arrested or individuals at the firehouse wanted a video from TikTok that the victim had.
Edward Kenny, Seth Day, and Tate Trouthwine are charged with kidnapping, robbery, and battery. A 4th firefighter, Kaylee Bradley, is accused of robbery and acting as an accessory. Investigators say the group tried to force a coworker to hand over his phone so they could watch a TikTok video, then stripped him, hit him with a belt, and even waterboarded him. All 4 have now been fired. Backstreet Boys singer Brian Littrell is in a property dispute in Walton County. Littrell filed a lawsuit against Carolyn Barrington Hill. He's accusing her of repeatedly sitting on his private beachfront property in Santa Rosa Beach. He said her behavior has caused emotional stress for him and his family. Hill's pushing back, though. She filed a motion last week asking a judge to throw out the case. There's a hearing scheduled for next month. A woman in Flagler County says she wants to create Florida's 68th county, and she wants to call it Trump County. Palm Coast resident Jen Harold said she got the idea from what she believes is unequal treatment for people who live on the barrier islands there.
It's honestly a real-life civics project to end taxation without representation, right?
And Harold's proposal would carve out stretches of coastline from three existing counties, starting around St. Augustine, stretching past Daytona Beach. She said naming it after the president would be a tribute. And Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves is officially weighing in on one of the biggest debates for Thanksgiving. Just what time should dinner be served? Yesterday on Pensacola's Morning News, Reeves said he's firmly in the early meal camp, saying mid-afternoon hits the sweet spot.
You know what? I'm kind of like a early afternoon guy. I'm like a 2:30 type of guy. Like, gives you enough time to prepare, but not like way late.
And he also joked that he's not the one doing the cooking. He said he just shows up for the part he's mastered after two decades carving the turkey. So if you're trying to decide what time to sit down for your meal today, according to our mayor, 2:30 is the respectable choice. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. And John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 98. Everything looks good this morning so far. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
John, what time are you sitting down for your brisket meal?
Hopefully by 1 o'clock, because got to have football. I mean, but that thing looked beautiful.
If I had a good brisket, I'd be saying, I want my meal at 9 a.m.
Well, Let's go. I might have to sneak some in first. Don't tell anybody. Okay, don't tell anybody.
A little bit of sampling is perfectly respectable.
I have to make sure
it's expected.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Quality control.
Yeah.
7:36. Let's get a look at our forecast here today. We are looking at some beautiful weather for your Thanksgiving. Highs in the low 60s and sunny today. Now, that will drop back to about 40 overnight. Another high of around 60 on Black Friday. And warming up a little bit for the weekend. Highs in the 70s, lows in the mid-50s. And could see some rain chances for early next week. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. Right now, 43 and sunny. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This holiday season, whether you're shopping for clients, coworkers, or loved ones, Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze makes gift-giving easy and memorable. From custom apparel and drinkware to unique holiday gifts and decor, you'll find the perfect way to show your appreciation and spread cheer. Make your gifts stand out with personal touches and professional quality, all from your local experts at Prim and Proper. Visit them at 336 Gulf Breeze Parkway or primandproper.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7. Wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed. Then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpy Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola Right Now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, John, are you ready?
No.
For our very favorite Thanksgiving Day tradition? It is the one thing that is completely obligatory to do at Thanksgiving.
Just what exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
Only the greatest promotion idea of all time.
Great.
All it's going to take is your complete cooperation, absolute secrecy, and 20 live turkeys. Herb, you're in charge of getting those turkeys.
You got him, big guy.
Well, it looks like this thing might work out for Carlson after all. He's got two turkeys with him already.
If you have never worked in a radio station, let me assure you that what makes this story so great is the utter possibility of it.
Oh, I know.
You can believe every step of this happening almost exactly like this, and that's why it is so funny.
Well, gentlemen, tomorrow is Turkey Day. I almost feel that electricity in the air.
You know, I think I can feel it too, Mr. Carlson, if you'd let me know just a little something about it.
What? And let every station in this town find out about it? No siree. Gentlemen, as I speak, Johnny Fever is on the air. On the air telling the world about one of the greatest events in gobbler history.
Yes, it will be.
Johnny Fever.
Johnny Fever.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. That's a great name and a great character, of course.
Why does Les have to do a remote? Because this promotion is news, Andy. Big news.
All right, Travis. The newspaper's coming?
Nope.
No.
No, they said the giving away turkeys wasn't their idea of news.
By those fools. They'll be sorry. This event's going to set the town on its ear.
Mr. Carlson, sir, this is your promotion, and I respect that, but don't you think you should let us know some of the details?
Ours is not to wonder why, Travis.
Right.
Again,
when the boss has the best idea ever and won't tell anybody because they're so sure it's a great idea. Listen, again, I love everybody we work with, but we work at this radio station because every radio station is this radio station. John, confirm?
Yeah, oh, I confirm it.
Every radio station is this radio station.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center, where the excitement is mounting.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments, there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area, and, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving from W.
Les is such a great satire because it's, you know, the newsman never wants to be ahead of the facts.
That's right.
Never wants to assume anything. Always just wants to do the reporting.
What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. No parachutes yet.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
Film at 11. And Johnny Fever is just the perfect, like, 100% professional, whatever's happening, even cadence.
It should have worked.
Can I help you?
No, I'm fine.
Hey, Mr. Carlson. What's it like to ride in a helicopter?
A lot of fun.
Excuse me, sir. It was the most unusual promotion idea I ever heard of.
Never been anything else like it. No, I don't suppose there has. I thought it would work. I planned this thing right down to the last detail. It was perfect. Where'd you get those birds?
And by the way, in our radio station, our direct boss, Kevin King, is Andy.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Always calm, knows what's going on, right. Smart, sharp, you know. That's the most unusual promotion. Always has a way of saying right. It diplomatically, you know, that's his skill.
Les, are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. Gets pretty strange after that.
Strange.
Yeah, right.
After that.
No, Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
And of course, I can never hear that without thinking of Mark Jacobs, our longtime news anchor in the morning show for 5 years, a dear friend who passed away a couple of years ago, late in the COVID pandemic. And he that was his favorite line from the whole thing.
Mm. It was almost as if they were organized.
I miss Mark a lot. You know, the funny thing, John, as a kid, I don't know how I just didn't get it exactly, but in my head, because all the turkeys I had ever seen were frozen turkeys, I thought they were dumping frozen turkeys. And it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized, oh, the flying, you know, they thought they were live, you know, like,
right.
And that's my picture of this is always kind of tainted in my head by the initial belief that they're dropping frozen turkeys and how, you know, anyway, but that's just, you know, sometimes you have weird ideas about things. John Pickens has traffic. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, by the way, from the folks at WNRP and WKRP. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free, I-10, I-110. Everything looks good right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a kid who's did well at math and is not doing as well, or maybe has never done all that well, just doesn't like math, or maybe does fairly well, but they would like to be even better, even be more proficient, Mathnasium. I mean, Matt, this is what they do. And in fact, they're so good at this. Dear friends of ours own Mathnasium here locally, Donna and Dana. And my son, actually, Spencer, you know, taught there for a year as one of the tutors. Loved it. Great folks. Excellent operation. What they do is, first of all, you bring your child in and they do an assessment completely free. Okay? No obligation whatsoever. But that will help you and them understand, okay, where are their strengths? Where are their gaps? You know, what things haven't they learned? And you tend to think that they're kind of like they're good or bad or in the middle at math. It's not really how it works. What they've got is they're good at this skill, but maybe they're missing that skill or that comprehension piece. And finding a way to explain it to them in a way they understand can make all the difference. And it can be like turning on a light bulb and they say, oh, that's what X means. You know, that's kind of the way this works. So, again, the assessment is completely free, no obligation. They do take step-up money, so that's available as well. But just a fantastic resource. 94% of parents report an improvement in their child's math skills and understanding. 93% report improved attitude. 90% show an improvement in their school grades. Very effective program. Mathnasium, located next to Marshall in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
Thinking of refreshing your home for the holidays? Good news! Jonathan's Flooring can help. Now through the end of November, Jonathan's is offering a special deal. They'll paint any interior room, walls, and trim up to 12 by 12 feet for only $299, including paint. Select from a large variety of colors, and rest assured, Jonathan's delivers first-class workmanship. To set your home's refresh appointment, stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, just south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
the average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. PenAir Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola continues through the holidays with The Grinch, Charlie Brown, the Polar Express Tour, and so much more. See visitpensacola.com for all the info. The third annual Pensacola Community Outdoor Flea Market is Sunday from 10 to 5 at Community Maritime Park. Get some holiday shopping taken care of and help out Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This time I'm going to kick that football clear to the moon. Ah!
All right, we've done one Thanksgiving tradition now because we have covered the great turkey drop incident of WKRP in Cincinnati. Something else that we always like to do for Thanksgiving is we always like to give my personal favorite president speaker a chance to talk about the holiday.
You know, the Statue of Liberty and this wonderful holiday called Thanksgiving go together naturally because although as Americans we have many things for which to be thankful, none is more important than our liberty. Liberty, that quality of government, that brightness of mind and spirit for which the Pilgrim Fathers braved the seas and Americans through two centuries have laid down their lives.
Yeah, listen to Reagan remind us of our core values. That was one of the, you know, the great communicator, one of the skills that he had for sure.
Today, while religion is suppressed in perhaps one-third of the world, we Americans are free to worship the Almighty as we choose. While entire nations must endure the yoke of tyranny, we are free to speak our minds, to enjoy an unfettered and vigorous press, and to make government abide by the limits we deem just. While millions live behind walls, we remain free to travel throughout the land, to share this precious day with those we love most deeply, the members of our family.
So this was 1985. This is before the fall of the Berlin Wall, right? So think about back then. Before the Iron Curtain had gone away, and it still didn't really go away, not fully, right? But when we were living in a divided world where, you know, nuclear war at every moment was a possibility and worried about all of these millions of people kept in captivity behind the Iron Curtain and suffering under communism and, you know, still to this day suffering under communism, but, you know, briefly for a while it was more free than it had been.
My fellow Americans, let us keep this Thanksgiving Day sacred. Let us thank God for the bounty and goodness of our nation. And as a measure of our gratitude, let us rededicate ourselves to the preservation of this, the land of the free, and the home of the brave. From the Reagan family to your family, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you all.
I think one of my favorite things about that is the kids playing in the background.
Yeah, I was wondering what the background noise was.
I just love that. I mean, it's great. 752 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says it's time for airlines to offer healthier in-flight snacks. In a recent interview, he said he wants to see options that aren't loaded with butter and sugar, and he tied that into a bigger message about holiday travel, also urging passengers to show a little more decorum on the flights. Duffy even said dressing nicer might help everybody behave better.
Yeah, he wants no flips and PJs and, you know, no hair nets and all. Like, he wants everybody
Andrew's
to look...
not flying at that point.
Oh, I'm definitely not flying. If I can't wear flips and shorts, I'm definitely not flying. But I'm just, you know, just stop being the health nudge, you know? Like, nobody likes a narc, Patrick. And I will say that if you want to, like, if an airline, I mean, there's an opportunity to clean up here, okay? So they're going to come in and tell people, you know, they need to be healthy. Do you know how unbelievably popular an airline could be if they really took the opportunity and said, Cinnabon for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you know what? I mean, what's a Cinnabon cost? It was like $23 today. I mean, no, but I mean, you know, it's, what, $7 or $8, I think?
I mean, I'm in love with my little Biscoff.
Right, you got that. Okay, but
yeah.
What if an airline, in an environment where people expect to be treated like cattle, they expect airline travel to be, you know, not great, what if they just Cinnabon for everybody?
Just a little mini one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even have to be the full-blown one. It could be a small one. You know, people would be going on that airline just for that. Because people make decisions for the silliest of reasons, right? Okay?
Absolutely.
Anyway, just a thought. Sorry, go ahead, David. I interrupted you with my little soliloquy on
Cinnabon. Now that you got me thinking about Cinnabon this
right?
morning.
I know. Thanks.
In Hong Kong, a massive fire that ripped through 7 apartment buildings has now killed 55 people. More than 200 residents are unaccounted for. Police have arrested 3 men. As a part of that investigation, more than 1,200 firefighters have been battling that fire for more than a day now. And the Powerball jackpot is still growing. No winner last night. The prize is now up to $719 million ahead of the next drawing on Saturday. There were a few million-dollar winners in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, California, and South Carolina.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Well, good news. We have no accidents or delays to let you know about. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, John, you remember in past weeks I've mentioned that the Civic Plus program that Milton and the city of Pensacola both used for their meetings is, I mean, it's terrible.
Right.
And they were having everybody has problems with their system. Whatever the system is, everybody has problems with it. The Escambia County Commission does half of their votes by voice and hand raising because their system doesn't work. And it's a different one. And then Civic Plus gives them fits at the Pensacola City Council meeting. And I mean, it's funny to me how many of these things are problematic. Santa Rosa, actually, they do stuff on YouTube, which I do not understand why everybody doesn't use YouTube. YouTube is so simple.
Oh, I know.
YouTube works. I mean, it's just, you know,
it is.
There's a reason that the White House went to YouTube years ago is because it's easy, convenient, it's simple. But everybody's gotta learn that the hard way. Escambia County Commission does YouTube also, which is good. But the Civic Plus program is just, you know, whatever their one is, it's not Civic Plus. Whatever one there is, it's not great. Anyway, Jared Moore, former city council president at the meeting before the last one, he was talking about this a little bit, and it was kind of funny.
My Civic Plus just logged me out, so we're going to have another awkward moment sponsored by Civic Plus.
You're not the only one, by the way.
Yeah. It just kicked everyone out?
Yep.
All right. So
the Gremlin is the program.
And most importantly, an update mid-meeting from Stephen is that 2 voting systems are scheduled for demo. I thought that was an update worth providing for you guys.
So the mayor is explaining that he's got 2 systems to replace the Civic Plus system, right?
I thought that was an update worth providing for you guys. So is that an accurate way to say it? When is that demo?
Keep in mind that this was in the conversation, like Baptist demolition was in this topic set for this meeting.
They're not scheduled yet, but I have 2 different vendors that I'm talking with to get live in our hands hardware to test.
So no one says we can't, no one can say we aren't responsive. So we're working on demos as we speak for your voting system.
Not demolitions.
Yeah,
so
demolish our system.
Yeah, I thought they were going
to
demolish.
I'll show you how to do it. All right, very good.
Demos, demonstrations.
Yeah, demonstration. Gotcha. Cool. No, that's fantastic news. Yeah, thank you for elucidating that obfuscation.
Even, I mean, it's understandable miscommunication, but it's funny. Not demolition, although that might be the appropriate solution. Demonstration.
For some systems, yes.
7:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, Macaulay Culkin has officially changed his name.
What?
His middle name.
Oh.
He gave it up to the fans to vote to change his middle name. I don't know if I know what it was before in my story, but so the fans suggested names, and then they got to vote on the name that they were going to suggest. And his middle name was Carson. He changed his name from Carson, in 2019 to what it is now. And do you know what he changed it to? You know what the most popular suggestion was?
Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin.
For the middle name?
So his name is Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, my goodness.
And so
when people voted
and
on it.
And he says he thought it was funny because he says that way when somebody comes up to me, you know, like at the airport and says, excuse me, are you Macaulay Culkin? And he can say, well, Macaulay Culkin is my middle name. Now, I thought what they should have done is he should have changed it to Culkin Macaulay. Because then he could have been Macaulay Culkin, Macaulay Culkin.
Oh.
Instead of being Macaulay Culkin Culkin, which is kind of weird. But I get the middle name joke. That's kind of funny, too. So I thought maybe it was just, you know, other ones were, let's see, The McRib is Back was another middle name. Kieran, Publicity Stunt, and Shark Week were other suggestions that people voted on.